Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to another episode of GL Manny's Fanfic. Tonight, we are going to continue the Bauer Barbecue 2018. This year, we are doing, well, in 2018, we wrote the episode, or story, so it's more like episode. So this is still supposed to be episode one of the Bauer Barbecue, and this is the second part of that. Now, if you are interested in this story, you can go ahead and find the write-up all about it on the blog, glmanny.wordpress.com. And you can just search for Bauer Barbecue 2018, and that'll bring it up. You can also, on this podcast, we have already done the preview episodes, so things that happened throughout the year that are going to affect the Bauer Barbecue. And this is the second chapter in the actual barbecue. So with that, let's get started. Scene 3. The kids were already out around the flag, folded flag, and put the hooks in the grommets, being careful to keep the flag off the ground. Hope came running up on the group. Hope Bauer, I should put in here, this is Hope Bauer, the adult, who was Mike's daughter. Hope came running up to the group. Hello, children. I'm so glad to see you are all here. I remember when I was a little girl, Papa Bauer would gather us all up and tell us how grateful he was to have come to America. It wasn't something to take for granted, and we owed it to this country to do our best to make it a better place. That's quite a legacy to take on, children, but I'm sure that someday you'll be able to say you remember when Ed and Rick and Michelle were here urging you to pass this legacy along. This is a poem that has always been a family favorite. It's called A Creed by Edwin Markham. There is a destiny that makes us brothers. None goes his way alone. All that we send into the lives of others comes back into our own. I care not what his temples or his creeds, one thing holds firm and fast, that into his fateful heap of days and deeds, the soul of a man is cast. Irritated that his place as storyteller was being usurped, broke in. Raising the flag is always how we start the Bauer Barbecue. We remember how grateful we are for this country, for its freedom, for its second chances, for each other. Robbie, raise the flag and let's start this barbecue. After the flag was raised, the children gathered around Hope, wanting to know who Hope was and how she knew the Papa Bauer that Rick and Michelle could only describe as a secondhand memory. Rick continued to be annoyed that Hope was getting this much attention and headed back to the kitchen to take charge of the prep. After all, this was the Bauer Barbecue, and he was a god during the Bauer Barbecue. After a little bit more, the children followed Rick, but a few remained by Hope. Hope Bauer Spaulding turned to her namesake. And is this big girl Hope? I'd recognize you anyway. You have the best name ever. And who is this? She turned to the younger girl next to young Hope, who had also stuck around, and Hope bent down to her level. She smiled warmly at her. Hope said, "This is my friend Peyton." The older Hope's face faltered for a second. You're Alan's daughter. Peyton nodded. Hope broke into a breathtaking smile. I loved your father very much. He was a wonderful man. I'm so glad I'm going to get a chance to tell you all about him. Hope took Hope by one hand and Peyton by the other and led them back to the house while Alan Michael looked unworthily. Note one, the reference about God during Bauer Barbecue is actually a variation on a line from the movie Overboard, which I really think is just hilarious, that I'm a god at sea. Well, this was, he was a god during the Bower Barbecue. And a second note is that Rick was born before Papa Bower died, that he was only about 3 or so at the funeral, so I doubt he really remembers anything about him. Michelle wouldn't be born for over 10 years after he died. Mike had hope well before Ed had any children, so she was a teenager by then. Scene 4. Rick came into the kitchen from the patio side. He strode across the room, picked up, and put on his Bower Power apron. Leah came in and walked over to give her dad a hug. She pushed back and put on a mock serious expression. "Dad, did you manage to stay out of trouble last night while I was over at Michelle and Danny's?" Rick looked play hurt. "Honey, I never get into trouble. You know that." Leah cocked an eyebrow at Rick, her face full of doubt. Then they both burst out laughing and hugged again. "So, honey, did you get into any trouble last night?" Leah walked over to the refrigerator and started to get out containers of ketchup and mustard to fill them up. "I didn't, but Clarissa did." Rick looked concerned. "What happened?" Leah shrugged. "I don't know. Mikey said his first word." Rick nodded. "I know. Danny texted me. And then Michelle texted me. And then Daddy texted me again with a photo. Well, he said Dada, and everyone was excited. Clarissa ran out to look for Robbie. And when she came back, she was crying and wanted to go home. I hope she's okay. I like Clarissa. I don't know what she always saw. I don't know what she saw in Robbie, though." "That's because to you, he's only a cousin. He's got the Bower good look, the Bower charm." Rick pulled an exaggerated, charming face. "I don't know what he got from his dad." "Dad, be nice. Are you ready to put on the hat?" "More than ready. Let's get this Bower barbecue prep up to full speed." Bent down a little and let Leah put on the hat on his head as their special father-daughter moment. Scene 5. Jude had started following Rick in, but he knew putting on the hat was always Leah's special moment. He hung back, but thought after he'd given them a minute, he'd go in and ask what he could do to help. Mindy was outside working on some of their decorations. She saw Jude hanging back near the door. Mindy climbed down the ladder and came over to Jude. "Is something wrong, Jude?" He flashed her a resentful look. She wasn't his mother. What right did she have thinking she had anything to do with him? "Nothing's wrong. I'm just giving Leah some time with her dad. She's got to put on the hat." "Jude, he's your dad, too. I'm sure he'd want to include you in it." Jude gestured widely. "Is he? When we should have been coming up with our special things, Mama had me over in Greece, shut away from everyone. Gus died and she shut down. Dad sure didn't do anything to get me back." Mindy looked troubled. "Jude, you shouldn't feel like that. Harley made sure your dad couldn't find you, not for years. And when he did find out, he begged Harley to let you come visit. He wanted you, but Harley was out of reach by law. She finally sent you back a few times, but he didn't think he could keep you without Harley's say-so. You've got to understand how hard it was on him being separated from you. You not being here, that's not something Rick did. It's not something he wanted. Dad is something special with Leah, with MJ, even with Kevin, but not with me." "Honey, sure you do. Remember last year it was you that your dad wanted to help with the Bower Burgers, wasn't it?" "Yeah, I guess so." "Right. And you were the one that your dad took fishing up at the cabin, wasn't it?" "Yes." Jude's face brightened. "And didn't your dad show up at your big end of the year school band concert?" Jude's face clouded again. "No, he didn't. There was an emergency at the hospital and he couldn't come." Oh, that's right. That was just me and Michelle. Well, your dad wanted to be there. I'm sure he wants you to be involved today. Why don't you go on into the kitchen and see what he wants you to do? I know you'll be a big help. All right, Jude said hesitantly, dragging his feet as he headed into the kitchen. Mindy smiled, watching Jude go. Maybe he was starting to think of her as a mother, after all. And that's the end of tonight's episode of the Bauer Barbecue. Join us again next, or well, I was going to say next week, but I don't know when I'll get time again. Join us again next time, and we will take on what happens in the next scene of the Bauer Barbecue. I hope you're enjoying the story, and my goal is to finish it by July, the audio version. And I'm hoping to do a new Bauer Barbecue story this year. So we'll have to see how it goes. Thanks for joining us. And remember to come back to GL Manny.